Equipment such as tees, valves, insulation joints, and other fittings are normally purchased as pre-cleaned items for oxygen service. If any equipment cannot be furnished clean, it must be cleaned at the site before installation to meet the required standards. Equipment items are usually installed after pipeline cleaning operations. Visual inspection of equipment by qualified personnel is required before installation to ensure that the required standard of cleanliness has not been compromised. If there is any doubt regarding cleanliness, re-cleaning must be carried out. All components should be constructed with sections of pipe that have been pre-cleaned internally, either at the manufacturer's site before delivery or at the work site. If visual inspection at the site reveals that cleanliness has been compromised, or if there is any doubt, the affected components must be re-cleaned at the work site in accordance with an approved procedure. All components must be cleaned by trained and qualified personnel. The method used for pre-cleaning can be either mechanical or chemical, depending on convenience and cost. In either case, the desired standard of cleanliness must be achieved. Always confirm with the executor of these services which standards and processes they will be applying. Examples of cleaning methods include grit, sand, or shot blasting, water blasting, solvent washing, high-velocity gas purge, and use of pigs. Underground pipelines receive a protective external coating. This coating can be carried out before or after internal cleaning is performed. Precautions are required to ensure that the external coating process does not compromise the cleanliness standard of internal surfaces. The open ends of the pipe sections should be sealed after cleaning and coating to prevent contamination of the clean pipe.